Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 28 regarding Patricia Merrifield, M-E-R-R-Y-F-I-E-L-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Merrifield as described in my report of 2/2/2019. Patricia is now a 61-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 9/15/16. Prior to that occasion, she was reaching on a top shelf to pull forward groceries and injured her knee. Prior to the result, she was diagnosed with a torn meniscus, treated surgically. Period. Since or before, she went on her own to see Dr. Obaid, who told her there was, quote, something wrong with her knee, period, end quote. She is not receiving any active treatment at this time. Period. New paragraph. Record shows she receives an order approving settlement on 11/21/19 to be inserted here. Period. She then applied for review of that award. Period. In paragraph, additional medical records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rosen on 6/3/21. Period. The description of mechanism of injury he ascertained was that she was kneeling down to stock a low shelf and developed right knee pain. She had conservative management and then 3 surgeries, but still had right knee pain. Period. On the third surgery of 3/28/18, she had a right total knee replacement for painful patellofemoral replacement. Period. She did have dehiscence of the wound after the surgery above her patella and over the quadriceps tendon. Period. This was open for about 10 days. Period. She claimed she did not receive any antibiotics during that period of time, but it eventually had healed. Period. She did receive a settlement for problems in her right knee on 1/21/19. Period. Dr. Rosen performed an evaluation and opined she had a failed right total knee replacement. Period. He opined it was necessary to rule out a periprosthetic joint effusion. Period. He suggested new x-rays, comma, 3-phase bone scan, comma, CBC, comma, sedimentation rate, comma, and C-reactive protein. Period. Aspiration of the knee should also be performed and sent for cultures. Period. In paragraph on 6/28/21, she was seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Cedar, S-I-D-O-R. Period. He noted having treated her in the past and was last seen in September 2018. Period. At that time, she was working full duty and was discharged. Period. She had full extension and 110 degrees of flexion. Period. She stated over the last year and a half, her right knee has deteriorated with increased pain and decreased range of motion. Period. She reported no trauma to the right knee. Period. He did explain the history she gave to Dr. Rosen about wound dehiscence being open for 10 days was incorrect. Period. In fact, she had no significant postoperative wound problem or history of infection during the entire time he treated her. Period. He concluded she definitely needed a complete set of right knee radiographs as well as C-reactive protein and sedimentation rate blood tests. Period. On 8/2/21, she underwent x-rays of both knees to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She returned to Dr. Cedar on 8/16/21 with a large sling and ACE wrap on her left upper extremity. Period. She claimed she had a work-related elbow injury. Period. She still had right knee swelling but no effusion. Period. Her Her sedimentation rate and C-reactive protein were negative. Thus, her right knee total knee replacement was not infected. Baird, there had also been no clinical symptoms or signs of right knee replacement infection. Baird, he performed additional x-rays and clinical exam. Baird exam revealed absolutely no effusion, and the right calf was not swollen. Baird, he did not know why she keeps on saying her right knee is swollen. Baird, she had full extension and was stable in all four planes. Baird, he completed her radiographs look good, and an infection has been ruled out. Baird, he therefore discharged her from care, concluding she required no treatment to her right total knee replacement revision at that time. Baird, physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed a healed 6-inch longitudinal scar at the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Baird, right knee motion had a 15-degree extension leg and 65 degrees of flexion, both prone and supine. Baird motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Baird, she had 5/5 strength and resisted right hamstring and quadriceps muscles, but was otherwise 5/5. Baird shoulder maneuver, she had a markedly positive Rapley's compression maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. On both sacral, she ambulated with a limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Baird, she was able to stand on her toes and walk on her heels with difficulty. Baird, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat, shifting her weight to the left leg. Baird, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Patricia Merrifield was injured at work on 9/15/16, Baird, and put this in bold. We'll insert what is marked from my prior report. Baird, shortly after being seen here, she received an order approving settlement. Baird, in April 2021, she applied for a review of that award. Baird, in that regard, she was seen by Dr. Rosen at the referral of her attorney. Baird, he recommended additional testing and treatment. Baird, she was also seen by Dr. Cedar, who concurred with that approach. Baird, however, further evaluation confirmed the fact that she did not have an infection. Baird, he concluded she did not require any further treatment. Baird, in the paragraph, she evidently underwent x-rays and a bone scan of the right knee on 12/21/21 that we need to find and insert. In the paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Merrifield found there to be decreased range of motion about the right knee. Baird, she ambulated with a limp on the right. Baird, she had a markedly positive Rapley's compression maneuver on the right knee, indicative of some symptom magnification. Baird, she did not have any cane or other handheld assistive device for ambulation. Baird, unique paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as before and will be inserted as marked. Period. End.